joys, concerns, and praises you might have. I know there's a lot of family members related to the congregation that need a little special lift. Jamie?
Yeah, so last week I mentioned that Howard was having some stomach issues. He was sent to the ER Thursday afternoon, was arguing with the nurses at Heritage that he didn't need to go. Turns out he had low potassium and a UTI. So as far as medical issues, it's the best that it could have been. They actually did an EKG on him yesterday because he was complaining about chest pains. He had acid reflux from eating tomato soup for lunch.
Oh.
But his heart is doing the best that it can do at this point in time. So that was a joy to hear. Craig is struggling with being so far away, but his mom is actually handling everything pretty well.
Good.
So I'm glad that they're where they are and where they need to be to get the care that they need. And I am traveling to New York City next Sunday, so I will not be here. I hope that the airlines are better than they were this past week. There were 5 of us who were going to Columbus on Monday. We made it to Atlanta and then found out our flight to Columbus was canceled.
Oh, no.
And they couldn't guarantee that we could get there. So we all ended up coming back to Tallahassee late on Monday.
I guess that's one of the good things about going to Atlanta. Most of the time, they'll always turn and come back to Tallahassee.
Yeah, but it was
That's frustrating.
Logistical nightmare.
They were saying Atlanta was the worst airport right now because of all this with TSA.
I don't even know that this was TSA. But they put us on standby. They said, oh, here's all the flights to Columbus for standby. And they could not guarantee us to get there until 4 o'clock on Tuesday afternoon.
Oh, wow.
So we decided to all turn around and come back. Glad we all had cell phones and the Delta app, and because the line at the Delta counter was ridiculous. Anyway, travel prayers for everybody.
Yes.
Lord, hear our prayers. Mm-hmm.
My problems are nothing. I think we need to sincerely lift Judy up, and you, or your granddaughter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, our granddaughter, one that comes and sang every once in a while, and she's in Shands now. She's been struggling with something, and nobody's been able to figure out. Most likely it's neurological, but we really don't know. She was in the West Pensacola Hospital for a long time. They would say, oh, okay, well, you're okay now, and they'd send her home without ever doing anything. But anyhow, she's down there with getting some tests and so forth, and hopefully the people at Shands will be able to figure out what's going on. Her husband is with her, and that's a good thing. So, thank you, Linda. Miss Judy? Intercessory prayer is so special. We get this olive oil scented with frankincense that Phil provided for the church to have here on the altar. We're grateful for that. Thank you for your intercessory prayer. Thank you. Our special intercessor, Linda. Thank you, Father, for her gift. And thank you. She said, I just worry too much, but that's one of her gifts. She always worries about everybody. And then we know that we just got to lift it up to you and give it to you. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.
said Lexi?
Anybody else this morning? Joy's concerns, praises?